thank you for checking out the Last Show podcast. This is Cordy Shane Williams, the host. I ain't gonna front, it was clunky today. Clunky. Chrissy Teigen threw me off my game. And you'll hear more about that later. I do get a chance to talk about the iPhone 6S. I also do a rant about fans. Fans are just out of control, especially Chicago fans that buy t-shirts of Jay Cutler committing suicide. You're a diabolical hater. Thank you for listening to The Last Show. It's called The Last Show because this may be it. Can't wait for the Big Boy album, Daddy Fat Sex. Welcome to The Last Show podcast. This is Courtney Shane Williams, your host, the maestro of the show. You can contact The Last Show at contactcomedicpros@gmail.com or hit me up on Twitter at Courtney Shane. That's Big Boy. Big Boy, dude, great album, man. Great song, by the way. CPU, in case you're wondering, it's on Vicious Circles and Dangerous Lies, I think the tape. I thought of it today because, funny enough, you know, it's a great song, and Big Boy got a new album coming out today. So I'm pretty excited about that. Like, that's definitely in the chamber. I don't think I'm going to download it, though. Like, I'm not in the download game. I'll probably go Spotify with the thing. I might need to pay for Spotify at this point. Even though I'm not necessarily interested in paying for something that I can get for free. I mean, because essentially Spotify is free if you're at your computer. You just don't have to listen to commercials. But the key is, though, when you're out, you can get on your phone with you can get on your phone. And then you don't have to listen to the album on shuffle. And nothing makes me angrier than an album on shuffle. Like, if you're listening to albums on shuffle, what are you doing with your life? Albums, great albums at least, they ain't meant to be listened to on shuffle. There's a mood, there's a progression, there's a theme with a good album. I don't want to listen to the album on shuffle. If the album was supposed to be on shuffle, they wouldn't put a track list. There would be no intro, there would be no outro. Why am I angry about albums? Why am I angry about your listening habits? Listen to the album however you want to. But it's not a mixtape. It's not slow jams. Not trying to sleep with somebody. No. Listen to the album normally. So anyways, I'm excited about that album today. Regardless, today on the show, I want to talk about the new iPhone 6S. I thought it was going to be the iPhone 7, but it's like the 6S now. It's a big scam that Apple's running. I don't even know if people are hip to the game. I think people are hip to Apple's Ponzi scheme-like crack dealing like nature, but for some reason people can't break the cycle. I don't know what it is, but before we get there, I have to start here. It's a situation. Well, it wasn't even a situation. I was on Instagram, online, and look, man, if I follow you on, especially on Instagram, and I've been posting a lot more on Instagram, but I've only been posting things that I think are funny, that I think other people would find funny, thus bringing a smile to everyone's face, and now we're all entertained. Hey, I seen it. I posted like some sign of some kid up. I just weird stuff. I think it's funny. I posted on Instagram. That's what Instagram is for. If you're an entertainer, if that's what you profess to be entertaining. Honestly, if you follow Chris Rock on Instagram, do you want Chris Rock giving you details on his wine collection? No, Chris. Be funny, entertainment. At least, unless you explicitly say, I'm not entertaining and that's what this thing is for. Right? I mean, if I follow you and you post 10 times a day, be entertaining at least 5 out of the 10. You don't just post pictures of your grandmother. I mean, I'm sure you love your grandmother, and that's great. But if you profess to be an entertainer, like, I don't just want profile pics of you and your family. It's not what I'm in the game for. Furthermore, so I've been thinking about this all week. Regardless, I came home from the gym. I was looking at the gym. I went to post something on Instagram. I forgot what I saw. I saw something weird. Seattle Seahawks merchandise is half price, which is, that was quick. 0-2, dude, slashing prices like Walmart up here, dude. What happened to the 12th man? However, I digress. I was looking, and Chrissy Teigen has the most uninteresting Instagram account of all time. So instead of just unfollowing her, I feel like I should broadcast the fact that she's not entertaining on Instagram and unfollow. And that's exactly what I did. Boom, broadcasted it. Boom, unfollowed. Boom, posted. The issue is that old Courtney didn't understand that my Twitter account is connected to my Instagram account, which is connected to my Facebook account. And I apparently followed her on Twitter too. I had no clue. Because see, on Twitter, I follow more people. I follow Twitter for news. You don't necessarily have to entertain me on Twitter. I follow Twitter for news. So a lot of people I follow on Twitter. So I may go on and I may not see any of your posts like ever. And apparently that's, I guess, what was happening. So she somehow seen that and, like, you know, sent something back about, you know, she didn't have to entertain me, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Whatever. I won. I won the exchange. Even though there's really no winners and losers in this situation, there's just loser on top of loser. Except for me. I'm not the loser. I'm not the one posting uninteresting photos. I mean, and people unfollow me all the time. And guess what? Hey, if you're listening and you listen to the show, or this is your first time listening, and you don't like the podcast, or you don't like what I post, or you don't like my comedy, feel free to publicly excoriate me for not being entertaining. I have no... Matter of fact, I'll retweet it. Matter of fact, if you post how bad I am, I will not only retweet it, I will follow you. That's what I'll do. I have no problem with it. I don't take myself that seriously. You would think somebody that modeled bathing suits for a living wouldn't be so upset about it. Yeah, right? I mean, come on. That's why we lifted all those weights, dog. I thought you had your life under control. And mad because some dude that you don't even know doesn't think you're entertaining. And by the way, she's not entertaining. She's not. Check out the Instagram pictures. That's all you have to do. 50 of them are her eating ice cream, which for some reason turns dudes on. I'm not in that kind of game. You got to be entertaining. Maybe if you were smashing ice cream in other people's faces, that'd be funny. The other 50 of the pictures is her making dinner. I don't care if you can't cook at all. I don't live with you. And 10% of them are somewhat her and John Legend. By the way, John Legend. Oof. Legend of the Fall Off. But anyways, I digress. I'm not following you if you're not entertaining. And this comes to a full head, is strangely enough, because this weekend, I have a friend on Twitter or on Instagram, and let's just call him Chris, which is his real name, by the way. But I'm not going to give you those answers. Let's just call him Chris. And all he does is repost and like pictures of strippers. That's all he does. Porn stars, strippers, girls with no clothes on. That's all he reposts, is scandalous pictures of women. And this weekend, I'm like, man, this dude's weird, man. Why? Like, this is a public thing. Like, if you go to get a job, they're going to look at your account and be like, this guy's a creep. We don't want him anywhere near our human resource department. And you won't get the job. And the whole time I've been looking at him laughing, like, what is this guy doing? But you know what? Chris has it right. I have it wrong. This dude's busy being entertained. I'm following Chrissy Teigen as she tweets pictures of creme brulee. Who has their head on the right way? Him or me? He found out what he loved. Pornography. And he found out a way to get it for free, and I should be on his hustle. Not that I should be looking at porn, but I should ask him, hey, you know what entertains me? You know, basketball. And he might, hey, you should follow NBA.com. Oh, I never thought of that. That's what I should be following. Instead of, you know, some person with an unentertaining Instagram account, when you profess to be an entertainer, by the way. I mean, if you profess to be an entertainer, entertain me. People don't watch the debate because they think Donald Trump can actually be president. You just want to see if his hair starts moving in opposite directions. He's entertaining. He understands that he's entertaining, because anytime they ask Donald Trump a question about policy, he says, hey, just look at the ratings. People watch because of me. People like me. He gets it. He gets it. Don't tell me about your foreign policy. Right? Tell me about your TV show. Show me hair recipes. Because that is a recipe on his head, by the way. That's not hair. It's a recipe. You know what I mean? Talk about the next season of The Apprentice. I don't want to hear about, you know, what do you think about foreign policy? What do you think about the incarceration problem? Dude, I'm Donald Trump. I like blue Slurpees. That's what I want from Donald Trump. So be entertaining. Now, let's get on with the podcast. So, iPhone, whatever, 6S is coming out. Now, I thought it was going to be iPhone 7, but I guess it's iPhone 6S. They're doing that move again where they're not actually coming out with a new phone. They just make the antenna better in the phone and then charge you more money for the phone. And I guess I shouldn't even say charge you more money because you don't really have to pay for it. I don't think people have figured that out yet. You know, that you don't really have to pay for the phone. Because the same phone they sell this year is going to be free like at Thanksgiving. So, like, if you time it out right, you can get every iPhone for free. Like, it's a genius thing. You get everything for free. The iPhone just runs perpetrating this scam. I can't even say it's a fraud. It is a scam, by the way. Like, eventually, I think, you know, they're going to find out this is a scam. People will know, you know. So the improvements, I guess, one of the improvements of the phone is like you can do video in 4K. Now, that is a useless improvement for a phone. What do you need 4K video for? Honestly, when have you ever been on your phone like, yeah, you know what? I want to shoot a movie for my, like, never. Hey, Steven Spielberg. Hey, what do you need 4K on a cell phone? I guess if they sell it, it's great. Oh, we have a bigger screen on this phone. Dude, it's a phone. How big does the screen need to be? I mean, honestly, if you want a bigger screen, you could buy a tablet. What do you need a phone for? Oh, this one's cast iron. I don't need a cast iron phone, dude. It's ridiculous. And not even that, iPhone doesn't even make that many progress. And it's not even the best phone. This is a scam. It's not the best phone. It's not the best quality. They don't have the best app store. They don't do anything the best except take your money, suckers. If you are waiting in line on Friday or Tuesday or Wednesday, or probably Sunday, iPhone seems like a blasphemous company bringing out new products on Sunday right before church. If you're the loser waiting in line for a phone, just give up on life. Just give up. Not kill yourself, but just stop trying. Like, don't go to work on Monday. Just stay home and play on your phone. Like, because if you can't make those kind of, what was that called? Not critical decisions, but you know what I mean? If you can't do the kind of math that it takes to not stand in line for a phone, I got a rule in life. My own rules. One of my rules in life is you can take my money or you can take my dignity, but you can't have both. What that means is, if I'm gonna pay you for a product, I'm not waiting in line. My money or my dignity. Now, if you're giving away the phone for free, okay, I'll wait in line. You've just taken my dignity. If I'm gonna pay for the phone, well, you need to drop it off at my house. That's the only one. I'm not waiting in line. That's my big quibble against going to grocery stores and waiting in line. That's my quibble with going to Disney World. I mean, Disney World, they brought in the Fast Pass because of people like me with real sensibilities. I'm not waiting in line if I have to pay you. I'm just not. If I had a comedy show and I open up the door and I take everybody's money in single file, I made them all come in and watch one joke. In single file, they had to leave after that one joke. Nobody should show up to the show. Yes, supply and demand is an economic feature. You know what also is an economic feature? My time. My time is more important than anything you could ever sell. Period. Unless you're selling like some Back to the Future type elixir, now I'm all in. You can take my money and my dignity, but you can't take both. It's the bottom line. So iPhone. It's just the biggest scam going. They make you wait in line for something that you don't necessarily need, and they don't make any improvements to the phone. This phone looks exactly the same as every other phone. At least change the screen. Do something wacky. You know what I mean? Instead of going with the normal silver and black scheme, you know, do something crazy. You know, maybe glitter in the background. You know, make it like a bowling ball effect. Maybe a 3D screen. Something like that. The biggest scam of the iPhone, it was remember the iPhone 5C? You know, remember when they came out with that? It was the iPhone 5, and then they had a 5S, and it was like, oh, 5C. And the iPhone 5C was, like, dope, because you could get it in, like, all these pastel, pukey colors. Oh, the 5C, and it was only, like, $100. So, I mean, everybody that wanted to be in the club of the iPhone, now you could wait in line and spend your own $100 on a phone that honestly was the equivalent of a T-Mobile mobile sidekick. Like, that's what you waited in line for. $100 T-Mobile sidekick phone and the iPhone 5C. And it was quick. You might not even remember the iPhone 5C. It was quick. It was like New Coke. Like, it was here and then it was gone. Clear Pepsi. Remember Clear Pepsi? It was here and it was gone. That's what the 5C is. Silly. Pastel colors. It was the easy bake oven of phone. Sorry. Had to try to get the thing working. I'm periscoping as I do the podcast because I got to let the people see how entertaining I am. Take notes, Chrissy Teigen. This is how you entertain the people. Thank you for watching this show live. But remember, the iPhone 5C is the easy bake oven of iPhones. And they came out with this phone because, oh, it's $100 and everybody's going to want this phone. And it was a great invention of the iPhone Corporation. And what happened? It went away. It's gone. And people pay money. And what do they do after that? Oh, we're going to come out with watches. Apple Watch. Let me tell you about the Apple Watch. It's a waste of $500. It's so limited. It's like Google Glasses. Like, why are we coming out with accessories that everybody doesn't wear? Google Glasses, by the way, one of the worst inventions. Because no one wants to wear glasses in the first place. People get LASIK surgery to not wear glasses. And then you want to volunteer somebody to wear glasses. No one wants to wear glasses. But what does it do? Apple, they up the ante. The Apple Watch. So, out of everybody that wears watches, it's very few people. Most of the people that wear watches either wear nice watches, and the other part of the people wear cheap watches. So basically, you're targeting a demographic of people willing to spend $500 for a watch, which means you're going to the rich watch category. And if you're spending $500 on a watch, you just save another $500 and buy a real watch. Because guess what? The Apple iPhone iPad 5C watch doesn't hold its value. A year from now, they're going to come out with Apple Watch 2. And they're going to be selling it next to the iPhone 5C. And you're going to feel like a real loser when they take your money and your dignity as you wait in line. But do what you want to with your money. It's not my money. Do what you want to. If an Apple Watch makes you happy, good. If you want to wait in line, good. I mean, it's your decision, right? They're selling the watch to somebody. Not me. I've seen people with the Apple Watch on. And honestly, I judge them immediately. Like, I mean, if you have on an Apple Watch, immediately I judge you. I don't necessarily think you're rich. I just think you're a sucker. I mean, immediately. Like, if you have an Apple Watch, you know what I mean? I feel like I could, you know, sell your beachfront property in Nebraska somewhere. And you just seem like a sucker, you know? And I mean, and there's really nothing worse with people thinking you're a sucker. Period. Not necessarily that someone would try to rob you or whatever, but, you know, being a sucker, that's just an awful way to live. So regardless, that's that on the watch and iPhone. I'm sure they're probably going to unfollow me on Twitter now, too. But I don't care because I don't own any Apple products. I'm pretty happy about that. Actually, take that back. I got an iPod. Why do I have an iPod? I don't even know. I just feel like I always need it. Music is very important to me. And I've said it before on a podcast, actually, that the smartest thing Apple ever did was go in all in with music. That was a smart thing they did. Buying Beats audio and Beats headphones, smartest thing Apple ever did. You got to figure out where the music's going. to go. So I've given them full credit for the music part. Why I have an iPod, though, is a larger question. Because, I mean, I just want it. I like it. But I have an iPod. I have a phone. I have a tablet. What else I have? I have a recorder. Like, when I go to the club, like, I sit down the entire electronic section of a Radio Shack. Like, that's what I do. And my sister, funny enough, actually asked me. She was like, wow, you got an iPod? I was like, yeah. She was like, why do you have that? Good question. I don't know why I have it. I mean, I can get everything on my phone now. Why do I have it? I was like, ah, well, Kelly, I have it so I can jog. She was like, you know you can jog with your phone? Ooh, touche. I'm wrong again. I have no idea. So when this iPod craps out, that's probably it. I'm probably done. Yeah, because I got called out. I'm the sucker now. Yeah, what you know, you know. So anyways, football over the weekend. Seahawks are now 0-2. I wouldn't panic, though, if you're a Seahawks fan. I mean, I clown the Seahawks fan because they think they're a part of the team, even though I love the players, by the way. Richard Sherman and is it Michael Bennett? They had great comments on the Black Lives Matter movement. If you haven't seen them, you know, just go check them out, man. They had great comments. It's very, insightful. And the funny thing is, I don't agree with, you know, Richard Sherman on the comments, but the fact that you're willing to make the comments is cool with me. An opinion is not a bad thing. It's an opinion. And most, you know, players in the NFL or even professional sports at the height of their sports, like a Richard Sherman, you know, don't really express their opinion because they're worried about selling sneakers. Good thing about football players is they're busy getting their brains scrambled for your entertainment. Yeah, so they realize the shelf life maybe at this point. They don't really care. But anyway, Seahawks 0-2. Colts, the Indianapolis Colts now at 0-2. They're in real trouble, by the way. Like, they'll probably still win that division, but that's not a good football team. I watched them play the Jets last night because half of their team is on my fantasy team. So, like, I'm invested in a weird way. So I watched them play the Jets as, you know, I did some promo stuff for my comedy show, which you should check out, by the way, Sunday, October 4th. But watch the Colts. They struggled. They weren't great, man. Maybe they'll come out of it, you know. Maybe they won't. I don't know. I probably should get a new fantasy strategy. Somebody called me about that. They'd be like, hey, your fantasy strategy of drafting the Indianapolis Colts as your team, it's not a good one. In my fantasy league, you have to draft a head coach. I drafted the Colts head coach. So, like, when they lose, I lose all points. I lose at quarterback. I lose at two wide receivers. I lose at head coach. I got their kicker. I got the Indianapolis Colts kicker. Yes, I'm the worst fantasy football player of all time, man. The worst, man. But still a long season. Still a long way to go, especially with the NFL. And football, you know, is wacky in general. College football is weird. Alabama's losing. Ohio State can barely win a game. They got two quarterbacks. They split time. It gets weird, you know. So who knows, you know, where it's going to flesh out. Is it flesh out or flush out? I think it's flush out, but it's flesh out when you're actually discussing something. I think flush out is an outcome. But if you're discussing it, it's like, hey, let's flesh this out. That's what he said. But flush out is like, hey, well, we'll just see what this thing flushes out, and then we'll judge the results. That's the proper way of using that verb. However, I digress. We do have a diabolical hater this week. So let's get to that, man. Time for the diabolical hater of the week.
Well. The most diabolical hater in town of Mississippi.
Something must be seriously wrong with the world. I know y'all ain't hating.
The diabolical hater of the week is Chicago sports fans that think it's funny to buy those shirts they sold of Jay Cutler. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's pretty easy to find on the internet. All you have to do is Google Jay Cutler t-shirt sold at Game. It'll probably come right up. If you don't know, It's a picture of Jay Cutler, who's the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, who got injured this last week. And they're apparently were selling T-shirts of Jay Cutler, a picture of him, with him holding a gun to his head. And the script on the shirt said, $20 says, he'll miss. It's not cool, man. Suicide. Not necessarily the funniest thing in the world, even though I've been known to maybe tell a suicide joke or another, but there's a punchline. And I don't sell T-shirts of property off of suicide. And the premise of the joke isn't necessarily to make fun of somebody or denigrate somebody. That's not what it's for. Suicide's not cool. So the person that sells those shirts at outside of football games or outside of sports games is a loser of epic proportions. Diabolical, if you ask me. However, worse is the person that buys a T-shirt like that. Buys a T-shirt. At least the seller of the shirt doesn't have to have it in his inventory anymore. He doesn't legitimately have to look at it. But if you buy a shirt like that and you hang it up in your closet, like, come on, man. It's weird behavior. It's just the game. Oh, I hate Jay Cutler. You don't hate Jay Cutler. I mean, you're probably mad because it doesn't make you feel good, which is a legitimate gripe. But the idea that you would come out with a T-shirt with him committing suicide on the front of the shirt, man, it's ridiculous behavior. It's diabolical, if you ask me. So you, Chicago fans, or any fan in general, that wish harm on another athlete, or wants to make fun of them committing suicide, or support somebody selling T-shirts of Jay Cutler with a gun to his head. You, this diabolical hater of the week. All right, we're going to get out of here quick. That's going to be the show. Brian Williams, the liar, he's coming back. He's going to be on MSNBC. I seen the story the other day. I was like, cool. That's all I have. I had it written down on my sheet of paper of things to get to. It's diabolical. Right after diabolical hater said quick hitter Brian Williams. And then I remembered, oh, that's the liar that said he was in Iraq or something like that. And he's going to be back on TV. Also, I watched this crazy documentary on crack cocaine. Shoot. Let me see if I can find the title of it real quick. But it was pretty dope, man. It was on Netflix, and it was about crack cocaine and crack basically coming in into South Central Los Angeles. And it was about the real Rick Ross. I didn't even know Rick Ross was a real person. You know what? I'm gonna save this for next week's show. Because it was a really good documentary. I don't want to shortchange it at the end of the documentary when people don't know what it's all about, you know. You know, I'm just going to save it. I'm going to save it for another time. Let me see if I can find. I think it's called Freeway Crack in the 90s. I think that's the name of the documentary. Shoot. Darn it. All right. Now, this is not good radio or a good podcast. This is not good. This is not good. This is not good. This is bad. This is not good. It's called Freeway Cracking the System is the name of the documentary. I'm going to talk more about it next week, but just check it out on Netflix. It's free. And like, it was one of those documentaries, and I, you know, sometimes I watch them, especially if I'm doing something, you know, for like promo or whatever, because it's on in the background. And great documentaries, you can almost listen and don't have to watch every single piece. Sometimes it catches your eye or whatever, but it has 5 stars. It's like one of those things. So immediately I gravitate towards it. So watch the show. But regardless, I'm going to talk about it next week. I'm not going to talk about it here. I want to do it some justice. So let's wrap up the show. All right. Thank you for listening to the podcast. It's kind of weird this week. Got off on a bad beginning. You know what I mean? Chrissy Teigen threw off my head. She's threw off my head. Look at that. You threw off my game. I'm in your head, Water. Thank you for listening to the show. I got a comedy show coming up. My monthly comedy show is October 4th at Naked City Brewery in Greenwood, Washington. The headliner this month is Joe Vespasiani. He's a really funny storyteller guy. He's a great stand-up comic. He's been doing it like 20 years, man. If you want tickets, check out my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com, or go to Just go to Brown Paper Tickets. The tickets are up there too, man. So you can check out either one. And thank you for listening to the Last Show podcast. It's called The Last Show. Now I'm distracted. I gotta retape this ending. You know what? I don't. This is just the way it ends sometimes. I got distracted because I found out Periscope was still running. Horrible. I'm not entertaining. Talk to you later. Peace.
You guys can point the finger at him. You can talk about the vacation. And if you do that, it's really unfair. It's really unfair. It's my team. It's my quarterback.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Toodaloo.